get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Bacon Saved, written by Paul Reimer. Bacon Saved. It's brought to you by Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes. With their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to twice the wear. What have you got there, Ed?
A magazine. I happened to pick it up, and I saw an article on how to wash slips properly.
Is that a hobby with you, Ed?
Oh, I just wanted to see if they agree with us about Ivory Flakes care.
Well, do they? Let's see.
Right here, see?
Where is it? Oh, here. For rayon slips, use lukewarm water and mild, pure soap.
That's Ivory Flakes, all right. Why, they're ivory mild, ivory pure. Yes, the flake form of famous ivory soap.
And friends, if you wash your lingerie gently in Ivory Flakes, your soft slips and pretty nightgowns, they'll stay lovely up to twice as long.
Try them for your sweaters and bright rayon dresses, too.
Yes, and your housecoats and blouses. Ivory Flakes care helps nice things stay colorful, soft. You'll get up to twice the wear.
Don't wash anything you value the wrong way, with the wrong type of soap.
Goodness, no. Why, that can fairly wreck nice clothes.
We saw proof of that.
Yes, there were two slips, both exactly alike. One was washed the wrong way, and oh my, it's a sight. The other was washed gently in Ivory Flakes, and it's a picture. So soft and bright, we could hardly tell it from brand new. And as for rayon stockings...
Give them nightly Ivory Flakes care, and they'll fit better.
Yes, but it's the stocking strain test that amazed me. Why, friends, those tests show that rayons washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as those washed with the wrong kind of soap. Imagine, twice as long.
Margaret, the way you run on about those Ivory Flakes tests, pretty soon people are going to say you were vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
I can't seem to help it, Ed. Those tests impress me.
Well, they'd impress anybody. Ivory Flakes are tops for wear.
Give your blouses, housecoats, slips, gentle Ivory Flakes care.
You'll get up to twice the wear. And now back to Bacon Saved.
Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up on the next block, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his wife's uncle, Mr. Fletcher Rush. The gentlemen are seated on the davenport, and the elder is apparently in the middle of an anecdote.
The only man in Muskegon, Michigan that got married on that particular day. And Muskegon, Michigan, as you ever likely know, Vic, honey, is a city of several million population.
No. It's a big town, all right, but it's not any several million.
I am telling a story, I believe.
Go ahead.
Being a city of several million population, it is very unusual, naturally, that only one man would get married on any one given day.
I see.
Eldon L. Spoffers was the fellow's name, and I know him very well.
I see.
Eldon L. Spoffers and myself sorted anchor bolts one whole summer for the Pierre Marquette Railroad. We worked out of Waterville, Michigan, and got paid 37.5 cents an hour, eat on our own time, free garter grease on Wednesdays, extra tools for special hoisting, and deadhead transportation in case of accidents or sudden sickness in the family.
I'm afraid I don't savvy much of that railroad lingo, Uncle Fletcher.
That's right. Hey, you were the chap started out to tell a story.
Yes, I was.
All right, jumped in and took it away from you.
Perfectly okay. Matter of fact, yours was a lot better than the one I had in mind telling.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't imagine you...
Go ahead, tell your story. I have no call to hop in and steal the show. Go ahead.
Well, this was an unusual situation.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I never heard of another quite like it. I was in Dubuque, Iowa, on business for the company, and I was sitting in my hotel room one evening chatting with my friend Gus Fuss. Probably you've heard me speak of Gus Fuss. Gus is with the Consolidated Kitchenware there in Dubuque.
There's not a
nicer fellow on the face of the earth today.
Oh,
Gus and myself were just like two peas in a pod, and we'd give each other the shirt off of our back. What's the matter?
Maybe I'd better listen to your story later, Vic. I told Pelter Unbleed I'd meet him out in the backyard right after supper.
Not at all. Trot along.
Likely he's outside waiting for me now.
Sure, you bet.
I guess the time sort of got away from us. You told that other long story and it consumed.
I told that other long story.
Yes, you see a fella gets talking away and he loses...
You told that other story.
No.
Well, you did too. All about your old pal from Muskegon, Michigan that got married. You mean to tell me you don't even remember? Oh, hi, kiddo.
Harry, what you doing, having an argument?
Vic here's got a memory about as long as a garter snake.
Your friend, whatchamadoodles, out and back.
Pelter Unbleach?
Yes.
Fine.
Yes, sir.
We arranged it to get together after supper there in the yard.
Well, he beat you to the rendezvous. He's sitting on the cistern lid, whittling himself out a toothpick.
You will excuse me, I'm sure.
Certainly.
Vic, honey, and you?
Scoot along.
Unbleach and myself are going to have a discussion concerning removing the odor from hyena breeze.
Have a nice time.
Ted and Ruthie Stubbottom are dropping past to play cards with you people later on, I understand.
Yes.
Well, I won't be gone long.
Oh.
You say he's sitting on the cistern lid, Sadie?
Yes.
I'll locate him.
Mm-hmm.
Where is little Russell, my darling son?
Went down to YMCA to watch the fat man play handball.
Warm weather for handball.
Mm.
Am I wrong, or do I detect a wee tiny trace of vinegar in your disposition this evening?
I worked hard today.
So did I.
Did you have people underfoot every blessed second you were trying to accomplish trash?
No, did you?
Yes.
I will speak severely to that wicked Russell.
Russell and the kids rode their bikes up to the lake. You knew that.
Oh, sure, of course.
Russell wasn't home all day.
Then who is the scoundrel that was underfoot every blessed second when you were trying to accomplish trash?
Oh, we don't have to beat around the bush. Did Uncle Fletcher say anything to you about going home?
I haven't been alone with Uncle Fletcher.
You've been alone with him all the time I was doing the supper dishes.
Oh, that's right. So I have.
What'd you talk about?
I didn't talk about anything. I listened while he told me about some junk about some nitwit pal of his in Muskegon, Michigan.
Oh. Well, here it is, Tuesday night.
How do you mean?
Darn near it a week. We've had company.
I'm surprised to hear you beefing complain, Dr. Sleech. You're generally all sweetness and light and axle grease and peach pudding.
All that is wearing down a little thin.
Hmm?
Don't you feel like beefing and complaining?
No.
Sounded like you were arguing when I walked in here just now.
Oh, nothing serious. No, kiddo, I don't mind Uncle Fletcher. I admit he's apt to grow a shade irritating occasionally, but...
Occasionally be all right. Occasionally be fine. But all day long.
Yeah.
Wears the person down to a frazzle. Why, a couple of times late this afternoon, I caught myself speaking sharp to him.
I bet he spoke sharp right back.
My goodness, there's nobody any fonder of Uncle Fletcher than I am. Cut off my right arm before I'd see him ill-treated or anything. But stories and advice all day long. And dropping stuff on the floor and breaking it. And fixing trash and making a botch of it. And more stories and advice and more stories and advice.
You are worked up, Mr. Woods.
Well, it's the hot weather as much as anything, probably.
Ike Niesuffer was remarking today that he saw
it's a ridiculousness of it, too. Uncle Fletcher only lives 3 blocks away, and he pays good money for room and board. Yet he comes and stays with us.
He's taking his vacation. He says he needs a rest.
Rest from what?
I don't know.
Ish. To take a vacation and spend it 3 blocks away from your own house.
Oh, well. Hey, pretty soon we'll be playing a boisterously happy game of 500 with Ted and Ruthie. How we'll laugh and yell. Gee, I hope Ted brings ice cream. I hope he brings a great big chunk
somebody
of strawberry
in the
ice.
Kitchen. Hi.
Little Russell back from the YMCA, I bet.
Mm.
He's a sweet little Russell.
Mm.
Still in the living room, are they, Sadie?
Mm. Hey, now, kiddo.
I know I sound mean. It's the hot weather as much as anything, I guess.
Oh, Sadie!
Oh, right here, Uncle Fletcher, right here. Come in and take a chair.
I didn't know the bunch had headed on over to Ted and Ruthie's.
Oh, well, they're coming over here.
Oh, sure, that's right. Have they arrived yet?
Do you see him anyplace?
Oh, I say, did you wait? Did you fade? Did you wait?
How's that?
Just John and my wife is all.
Fine.
You and your pal, Pelter Unbleach, didn't have a very long conference.
The mosquitoes got to churn on us.
Oh?
Numerous mosquitoes out in that alley this evening.
Well, this is the season for them, I guess.
Yes, indeed. Vic and Sadie, honey, I wish to make a statement of some importance.
Yes?
Because of those numerous mosquitoes outdoors, Vic, I have invited Pelter Unbleach upstairs to my bedroom to discuss hyena grease.
Oh?
He'll be here in 5 minutes. He went home to put on his shoes.
Is that the important statement?
No.
Huh.
The important statement is something else again.
Mm.
I trust Vic and Sadie, honey, Pelter Unbleach and myself upstairs in my bedroom will in no way interfere with you and Ted and Ruthie Stembottom's card game.
Not at all.
We wish to continue our discussion in connection with removing the odor from hyena grease.
Sure thing.
You're not going to monkey with hyena grease?
Monkey with it?
Have any hyena grease with you?
No.
Well, was just going to say, I think down cellar is the best place for hyena grease.
I think so myself, Sadie. Mm. And now, with your permission, I'll make the statement I mentioned.
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel, Sade and Vicky, honey, that I need a rest.
A rest?
I've been going it pretty strong the last 3 or 4 days. You know that yourself, Sadie.
Huh.
Why, I've scarcely sat down, what with one thing and another.
Huh.
So, I thought...
Yes?
I thought I'd take a little rest.
You mean you believe you... You think maybe...
I thought I'd sleep at home tonight.
Sleep at home tonight?
I thought I'd sleep at home in my own room at Miss Cutler's house tonight and spend all day tomorrow at Miss Cutler's house.
Well, by that, do you mean you...
I'll return here the following day.
Well, what for? I mean, if you think... But you...
Naturally, I want to finish out my vacation.
You're coming back here day after tomorrow to finish out your vacation?
That's it.
But you're going home tonight to take a vacation from your vacation.
Exactly, Vic, honey, exactly.
You're going home tonight to take a rest from your rest.
Yes.
Oh, but Uncle Fletcher.
What is it, Sadie, honey?
Well, I don't like to come right out and say somebody's idea is ridiculous. I don't want to sound like I'm mean and funny, but... Uncle Fletcher, let me ask you right straight out. If you don't think anybody taking a vacation from a vacation... And a rest from a rest, especially when a... person only lives 3 blocks away.
Tell her I'm bleach in the kitchen, Sadie. Tell her I'm bleach in the kitchen.
All right. I guess I haven't got anything to say anyway.
No.
Invite your friend in, Uncle Fletcher.
I'm bleach. I'm in the living room with my niece and her husband, I'm bleach. Come here. Don't just stand there skulking in the kitchen, I'm bleach.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.
You know, Ed, you can't think of Vic without thinking of Sade. They just go together.
Mm-hmm. Like April and showers.
May and spring flowers.
Or, turning a little practical, Ivory Flakes Care and wear.
Isn't that the truth? Why, friends, with Ivory Flakes Care, you get up to twice the wear. From slips and pajamas.
Rayon dresses and blouses.
Housecoats and nightgowns. They'll stay lovely up to twice as long.
You know, Ivory Flakes are the flake form of baby's Ivory soap. They're really safe. So don't wash things with the wrong kind of soap.
Don't wash them the wrong way. Why, that can fade colors every time. And fray seams, too.
Whereas Ivory Flakes Care, oh, what a difference that makes, eh, Margaret?
What a difference. Friends, gentle Ivory Flakes Care keeps colors bright, materials soft.
As much as an extra season.
Wash tests prove it. Blouses, slips, housecoats, they were washed over and over in Ivory Flakes, and they came out bright, soft.
Practically like brand new.
Friends, try Ivory Flakes Care.
Believe me, you'll get up to twice the wear.
By the way, if your dealer is sometimes out of Ivory Flakes, try again. He'll have more soon.
Again tomorrow, join in the fun with Vic and Sade. Same time, same station. This is Ed Herlihy.
And Margaret MacDonald.
Saying good day for Ivory Flakes.
Remember, every drop of used fat counts. Used fat saved today becomes ammunition and medicinal supplies tomorrow. Save your used fats.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.